Hello, my friends. This is Jade Bolden. I have a question for you. How would you like to feel light and free? You can permanently get let go of the burdens, guilt, anger, bitterness, and other similar emotions. So today we're going to talk about the Forgive Oil blend and how it can help you do that. Okay, so this is a lovely blend of tree oils and herbal oils and a hint of citrus. I'm so excited about this blend because it's just delicious and it's so powerful. So it's a blend of spruce leaf, bergamot, juniper berry, myrrh, arbor vitae, nutka is a tree, thyme, and citronella. Okay, so when you have learned to forgive, life becomes easier and you will no longer choose to be hurt or resentful or offended in future situations. All right, that's great. You don't feel that way anymore. And what won't ever feel that way once you learn how to forgive. Okay, so now you are well on your way to peace. Okay, so let's talk about the each individual oils that are in this blend. Okay, bergamot helps you feel confident that you can do this and that it isn't difficult at all. Spruce helps you feel flexible to break negative chains and negative generational patterns. Thyme is an oil of releasing and forgiving. Citronella helps you create healthy boundaries and repel negative energy. Juniper berry is about being okay with the unknown. Arbor vitae and nutka is about surrendering to the divine powers and allowing grace in. And myrrh is about trusting that Mother Nature will take care of you always, so you can release the fears because now you are safe. Okay, you don't have to hold on to that. So isn't that an amazing blend? It's, you know, you don't think of forgive in those ways, but I guess the opposite is that, just those eight oils. All right, so as usual, I'll talk about the body, the physical side, and then we'll talk about the mind and the spirit. Okay, so forgive oil is great for ulcers and liver support. Okay, so you can apply over the abdomen and the reflex points. All right, and we'll talk about ulcers and liver in a minute too. For skin support, you know, you've got the wood oils, that's great for skin. All right, and for and myrrh, okay, those are great for skin. So, but remember, you can apply it directly on your skin, but do not expose it to direct sunlight. Okay, and okay, remember, this is why this is good for certain skin issues, because skin issues is about allowing things to get under your skin and irritate you. All right, so forgiveness helps you release those negative thoughts and not allow things to get under your skin, because you are the one that allowed it, right? So addiction is another thing that it helps with. So diffuse and apply it on your pulse points. It's great for circulation. So apply it to your chest. Okay, just a couple of drops. Cleansing from environmental threats. So, you know, that's code for, you know, these bacteria, fungus, and parasites, right? So apply regularly on the bottom of your feet and your tummy, okay, because it's got thyme, citronella, it's got juniper berry, arbor vitae. Those are very powerful for cleansing. It's great for prostate support too, you guys. So apply it on the bottom of your feet, ankles, and near the focused area. All right, fantastic for libido balancing. Diffuse and apply on the ankles. And hair loss. So apply on the bottom of your feet, especially the big toes. Hair loss comes from holding on to negative thoughts. Okay, it's in your head, holding it in your head all the time. Now, you know, these oils in this blend helps with those things. There's other oils that help with those things too. But what I find is it depends on your emotional and spiritual state. You just need a different oil that comes at your problem in a different way, taking a different pathway. So sometimes one oil works because you're holding on to that particular energy. Okay, so let's go to the mind. The forgive oil is for forgiving. That's kind of obvious. So according to the Emotions and Essential Oil book, the negative emotions that help that it helps you shift out are as follows: unforgiving, critical, judgment, resentful, cynical, bitter, blaming, and angry. The positive properties we can incorporate are forgiving, light, free, loving, understanding, tolerant, and empathetic. So sometimes reacting in a negative, fearful way is a bad automatic habit that takes effort to break and push through. We make so many automatic decisions in our day, right? So we make about 30,000 decisions. So most of that, your body is saving energy by just making it automated, automatic too. So you don't have to think about it. It just does it. It just has that automatic response. So when you recognize an automatic response as negative response, then you can go in and change it. You can train it so that it's reprogrammed, and then it will respond more positively. You know, this is so true because, you know, I had an experience where our car was hit and we were driving straight on a highway and some guy didn't stop. And he just ran right into us, and our car flipped and rolled and skidded down the road, and we were upside down. You know, we had to break the window open and climb out. And then a truck came and smashed that car as soon as we got out. So it was a big accident. The car that hit us, the guy, he was very apologetic and everything. But, you know, I didn't have that automatic response of anger or of frustration, irritation. I didn't have that, you know, and neither did my husband. We actually hugged the guy and said, hey, it's okay, we're fine. And, you know, that's liberating because, you know, I don't know if we were to have that accident 10 years prior, would we have reacted in anger and stuff? And imagine how that will spiral. So when we retold that story to our friends, you know, how we climbed out and this guy, you know, was apologizing and everything. You know, they're like, why aren't you angry? Why can't, you know, I would just have told him, you know, to take a hike and whatever, right? And we're thinking, why? Right? What's done is done, right? So it's very liberating, you guys. So you can actually rewire and reprogram those automatic responses in your mind. Okay, so sometimes some people are addicted to negative responses that cause us to be self-sabotaging. So, you know, it's just how it is because we haven't developed the positive yet. We know exactly all the negatives and exactly how we respond to it. And so anything that remotely looks like those negative situations, our brain just says, okay, this is our response, guys, let's go for it. But we haven't really created the positive, okay? The positive responses. If this happens, this is my positive response. If that happens, this is my positive response. We haven't developed it yet. So that's what we're trying to do here, using essential oils and, you know, really be self-aware of our thoughts and then reprogramming through energy healing. Okay, so sometimes when that happens, you know, just know that that's sort of maybe an addiction that you have. Okay. So we talked about addiction before. Sometimes it just people need that self-sabotage. Okay. When we forgive, when we can forgive, we will feel lighter and freer. So our blood flow will circulate better throughout our body. And that's why forgive is fantastic for circulation as well. Okay, as you breathe and you let things flow in your body, that blood will flow as well. It doesn't get stuck in places, swelling and whatnot, okay? So fantastic for anxious feelings. You just need to diffuse and apply it over your heart and say affirmations. So here's an affirmation for you. I am light, free, loving, and understanding. So what we want to do is use that forgive oil and then say that, and then use the oil and say that. So what you're doing is you're wiring and reprogramming your mind and body together. So if you're doing stuff, it's just multisensory, and it gets in there and it gets fixed inside of you a lot faster than if you were just saying it. Okay, so now here's a way for those people who are avid affirmation sayers. Here's a better way to do it. Okay, so let's talk about the emotions of ulcers. So according to the Feelings Buried Alive Never Die book by Carol Truman, here's what the emotions are that is linked to or is the foundation of ulcers. So worrying over details, conflict as to capability. I can, maybe I can't, no, I can't, no, I can't. Frustration at not having things go the way you want. Pressures are too much to bear. Feelings of anxiety, fear and tension, seeking revenge, feelings of conflict, helplessness, powerless. Okay, so that's ulcer. And you know, it's really easy, just let go of those fears and connect back to God. You know, holding on to things your way, that's pride, isn't it? So anyways, we'll talk more about that as we talk about the spirit. Emotions of liver, that anger center, according to the Feelings Buried Alive Never Die book, it's feelings of unresolved anger, feelings of resentment and pettiness, being judgmental, critical thoughts, not forgiving self and others, feelings of injustice and revenge, feelings of condemnation, feelings of regret over the past, feelings of sadness, being possessive. Okay, so that's why, you know, sometimes when we have liver issues, the forgive is a fantastic oil to help with the underlying emotions as you cleanse and protect and get your liver working again. Okay, so emotions for hair loss, according to the Feelings Buried Alive Never Die book, unable to be flexible in changing your thinking, not using your own power and relying on others for your sense of security and safety. So that's sort of like attaching your worth, attaching your safety, security, faith, whatever, in others and other humans, okay? So the other thing you can do on that mind level is release emotional toxicity, okay? So diffuse regularly and apply it over your heart. The negative thoughts is physically manifested by fungus, parasites, and bacteria. So you can see, you know, some of the big boys, big bad boys, you know, the Abhavites, and time, those are really strong against these environmental threats. And you see how powerful it is for releasing emotional toxicity, right? So when we release these negative thoughts, we help our body cleanse itself of these environmental threats too. When we forgive, our body relaxes its hold on these parasitic life forms inside our body. You know, we are the one that keeps it in there. So you can't passively say, oh, my body just has fungus, a lot of fungus. Well, what oils do I use for fungus? Or how do I eat? You know, how do I change that fungus? You know, and you can't do it passively. You must change from the inside. Okay. So push through that toxicity and be brave. Apologize, forgive, and be happy. So here's a lovely quote for you. It says, the first to apologize is the bravest. The first to forgive is the strongest. And the first to forget is the happiest. Okay, so isn't that great? It's author unknown. That's probably something that people say a lot. So I appreciated that. Okay, so let's go down to the spirit side of things. Like anything, guys, choose to change. Whenever we have a health problem, an emotional problem, it doesn't have to be in there forever. You can actually resolve it and, you know, feel happiness and peace very quickly. So we are taught to forgive, but sometimes we don't know how and feel that it is too difficult. feeling unforgiving is holding on to negative judgment of someone or situations based on your limited understanding, your current limited understanding. Okay, so remember the scripture in Proverbs 3:5, lean not unto thine own understanding. Okay, so it's us thinking and thinking and overthinking and not trusting in our hearts and our gut and going with it, with that faith, right? So if we act on our heart and our gut, that's faith, right? But our minds, you know, hold us back because we think, okay, wait, I don't understand all this. I need all that information before I act. Well, if you know everything, then that's not faith, is it? Okay, so we seek for understanding of people and their actions by making judgments and decisions about people according to the current level of understanding. Okay, so that's normal, that's human, right? We have to judge wisely. So if we don't, it's sort of like judging an infant child who is learning how to walk. Okay, would you ever judge this infant as unworthy or to succeed or ever becoming a walker when he inevitably falls as he takes his first few steps? No, he's never walked before, and of course he will start out shakily. Okay, likewise, we have never been the age we are now. We are still practicing how to be like God. We have to remember that we don't have all the information to judge conclusively, right? As much information as you think you have, you know, that might not be your job, okay? So God asked us to judge wisely if we are ever to judge. So to me, wisely means giving people the benefit of the doubt and assuming the best intentions and motives in people. So in Matthew 7:1, it says, judge not that ye be not judged. You will see below, I'm going to talk about it more, that you subconsciously judge yourself the same way you judge others and vice versa. Okay. So remember to let God do his job to judge us at the end of our journey, right? So don't let God, don't take over God's job from him, right? And midway through your journey, you know, so you're only halfway or you're in this middle somewhere and then you've condemned yourself. You've given yourself the final judgment. I'm no good, I'm poo-poo or whatever. All right, so-and-so is this way. All right, we can't do that. Okay, so just focus on your part. So our job is to keep God's commandments. All the commandments hang on the first two commandments. So focus on those two. The first two commandment is to love God, ourselves, and others. So that's the first two commandment. Okay. All right, so when we love ourselves and others and God unconditionally, we're keeping those commandments. So unconditionally means you do not attach your happiness to any conditions, right? So these common conditions are people's actions, thoughts, outcomes, or certain situations. As we unattach from these situations, conditions, and we surrender our will to God, we will find loving others unconditionally easier because we feel that love of God for us. So it may take a while to wrap your head around this idea, but it is possible. You know, I thought at the beginning when I tried to do this, I thought, oh, this is hard, I don't know. But slowly I recognize over time that it was easy and we can all do it. We are all imperfect humans, so attaching our happiness to others' imperfect humanity and life situations is attaching happiness to a sandy foundation. So life's ever-changing, right, situation is just the sandy foundation. Why are we doing that? You know, it's silly, right? So that is why we are asked to love God first, because loving God as our first priority helps us attach to God and anchor ourselves in his firm foundation and power. So we're hooking on to the right energy source, and then that priority is God comes first, right? So a firm foundation of love and power from God makes it easier for us to love ourselves. We will see ourselves in His eyes. We are His children with great potential to be like Him. Loving ourselves unconditionally as we journey along this life will help us see others with more understanding and tolerance, because they're practicing heaven too, right? We'll be kinder to others because we are kinder to ourselves. So that's the second commandment, isn't it? So what makes it hard for us to be kind to ourselves? It's the automatic parenting in our minds that make it hard for us to be kind to ourselves. Often as adults, we treat ourselves the way our parents or caregivers treated us as a child. They may have assumed negatively about you, so you do the same towards yourself. Most of the time we're not aware, but as adults, we naturally parent ourselves in the same way as our parents would have if they were here. We consciously and subconsciously rebuke ourselves, think poorly of ourselves, and inflict pain and punishment of some sort upon ourselves when we do wrong. Right? Can you see yourself doing this? Yeah? Yeah, I know I did it a long time ago, and I had to learn to stop it. So sometimes that punishment means self-sabotage and self-denial of some sort. So instead of allowing yourself to do that, please let me show you a different way. So trust that the natural consequence of nature is sufficient punishment, and that further judgment and punishment by you only backfires by sending negative messages such as, you are not good enough, not smart enough, you mess up, you are not worthy, lovable, or valuable. You see? Okay, if you touch fire, the natural pain that comes from it should be sufficient punishment to teach you a lesson, right? Don't play God and add to the punishment of yourself when you were momentarily human and not saintly as you had hoped. Okay, so if you perpetuate this parenting and punishment, you will do the same to others, and others will do the same to you, because these negative patterns live in your heart. As positive as you think you are, I hear people saying, oh, you know, I'm kind to people and I'm just hard on myself. And I'm like, that's a lie. Because if you're hard on yourself, on the outside you may be kind to others, but because you have that negative pattern that lives in your heart will attract its identical energy. Okay? So be aware of that. Punishment is used as a form of motivation by society. So sometimes the subconscious holds onto fear and pain as a form of motivation to get us to do something. So that is the human way of motivating. Fear, shame, and pain is not a positive way of motivating us to progress like God. Okay, it creates nothing good. Okay, so these negative emotions doesn't produce positive results, you see. Release the need to be motivated by fear, shame, or pain. Allow God's love and positivity to pull you forward and draw you into happiness, light, and love. Okay, so you're not pushed to, because of fear. You're pulled because of love. Okay, you are pulled, all right? Intentionally choose beliefs that move you forward with more happiness, light, and love. So the pain we feel when we subconsciously choose to allow others to hurt us is just a mirror of subconscious truths we believe inside. So when you think to yourself, oh, she hurt my feelings, she was rude to me, he was rude, I'm offended by him, okay? All of that is, you know, subconsciously you chose it. You really have chosen, okay? So, you know, even though you can't see it sometimes, you've chose that, right? If that subconscious truth or belief wasn't there, then it wouldn't hurt, okay? So be grateful and use that pain as a clue to discover the negative root of your feelings and thoughts. Yeah? Okay, so once you've resolved it, you are liberated and you do not feel hurt if the same thing would ever happen again. So I'll give you an example. I always wanted to be the best mom I could be. But I think I inherited from my mom, you know, that fear that she's not a good enough mom. So she does things and she tries her very best. She didn't have opportunity to live with her mom. Her mom was a great woman, but because they were poor, when my mom was 7, she went off and started working, you know, the child labor thing. Anyway, so she worked, and so she didn't feel that way. So I grew up really trying super hard to be the best mom I could be. Got all my kids to read before they turned 3, taught them colors, shapes, and numbers, and just really was there, you know, over the top. Got them into all sorts of things. And yet I still felt inadequate. The reason why I felt inadequate is because I still held on to that belief. You see, you can still do the same actions, but if you have a different belief, your life is a bit different. So anyways, one day I was feeding one of my kids at church, and one lady just made a very simple comment that I shouldn't be feeding my child that, and it hurt me and I felt offended. But what I did was I owned it. I asked myself, why was I hurt? Okay. So I hurt because I think she thinks I'm not a good mom. And then I asked myself, do you think you're a good mom? And the answer was no. And so I found it. I found the belief, right? And so I changed the belief and said, you know, with God, I am a great mom. He will inspire me as to what to do, how to do it, with what gifts and talents that he has given me. And that was it. I felt healed. And I did use a lot of oils and cleansing oils from those negative thoughts. But then fast forward 5 years or so, I was doing doTERRA Diamond Club. And for Diamond Club, for those of you who don't know, we travel a lot and teach classes away from home to build our business. So it was just a short 4 months, but in that time I was away a lot of weekends, right? And my husband took care of the kids and he brought the kids to church and things. So one lady, a different lady, she observed that I wasn't ever there. And she concluded that I'm a neglectful mother. So that's her stuff, right? It reflected on people. But when she mentioned it to me, I just kind of laughed because I knew that I was a good mom already. And what she said didn't hurt. It didn't faze me at all. But it was so liberating to hear that and feel like, no, I don't feel anything. I didn't choose to be offended and I didn't choose to be hurt. Because the truth is, you know, that fear isn't there, you know, and I am a good mum, according to God. You know, as long as I'm connected to God, I know what to do and I can help my children. So it was awesome, you guys. So what I'm saying here is you get to have an opportunity to change your root or core belief. And then if things were ever happen again, somebody says something, you wouldn't feel that pain. And so you're immune to it. You're happy, you know. So it's wonderful. You're free. Okay. So it's tempting to blame others or situations for your pain, right? But blaming is giving your power away and only makes you more miserable. Okay. Blaming does not make you feel empowered or free. Blaming is subconsciously believing you are weak. Okay. If you are strong enough, you take ownership that you've chosen certain emotions and actions. But because you blame, it's you know, because you have this belief that you're weak. And that's why so-and-so did it to you. Okay. So of course you are weak. Okay. But in God, you are strong. Okay, as you connect to God, you have this power source that you can move mountains with, right? So anyone fully connected to God, all right, has that strong power source to tap into. So they will be fully responsible for their responses to life stimuli. So, you know, a car accident, a, you know, thoughtless comment or whatever, doesn't faze you, doesn't bother you. You move on, you're Teflon, right? So that's how we can approach our life in a more freeing way. So intentionally choosing to be fully accountable for those choices makes us free. So sometimes we are the blamer, and other times we allow others to blame. So think of it as the, you know, dumping, you know, a burden of some sort, a bag of rocks. So you're carrying your bag, and then you think, okay, I need to just unload on somebody, and then somebody else unloads on you, you know, so that's, you know, all everybody's blaming, instead of taking your own load and looking at it and just being responsible for it. Okay, so either way, any type of blaming is just not owning your own power. Okay, so we may justify that holding on to memory of pain and fear will keep us safe. Okay, so that's another thing that holds people back from forgiving, right? In reality, only God can keep us safe. We can't keep us safe. Okay, learn the lessons and trust that you know better now. Surrender the job of judgment to God. He is just and merciful, so trust that he will be fair. Okay, so sometimes when we hold on to the memory of fear and pain so much, guess what? We are creators. Whatever we focus on, we create. So if you focus on the fear and the pain, you keep creating more fear and pain. You're hyper aware of people around you, and you interpret and misinterpret things people do and say, right, to cause you more fear and pain. Okay? So as soon as you stop, you know, having that control, handing it back to God, and trusting that he will keep you safe. And if you were to die, if something were to happen to you, right, just trust that, you know, somehow it'll work out, that God will resolve it. So the more you love yourself, the more loving, forgiving, patient, and understanding you become. You will allow yourself to keep practicing heaven freely without judgment, right, without punishment. So smell forgive oil often, and say affirmations like these. I freely receive love and light. I am light and free. Okay. I am kind and gentle with myself. I allow others to the freedom to be human and progress in their own way. And then you can release. I release the need to judge and take over God's job. Okay. So that's all for me for today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast recording, hope you get a chance to buy the Forgive Oil and use it. If you have a doTERRA wholesale account, go ahead and get that and practice with this oil. If you don't have a doTERRA wholesale account, I invite you to contact the person that shared this with you. If that person is me, contact me and I'll be able to help you set up a wholesale account so that you can start changing your life with essential oils. All right, that's all from me. I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye for now.